Bombshell, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rayshon Blyden speaking. Let's talk about Tucker Carlson. So he asked 2024 GOP hopefuls their positions on Ukraine war, and here's who didn't respond. Do you have a gander of who didn't respond? Well, let's see. Let's see, shall we? With the war on Ukraine now in its second year and U.S. support showing no signs of abating under the Biden administration, Fox News' Tucker Carlson reached out to Republicans presumed to be 2024 presidential hopefuls to better understand their position on the conflict, posing a number of questions about the war, such as how it's in American national strategic interest to be opposed to Russia, naming the U.S. objective in Ukraine, and how much funding and material should be given to Ukraine. Carlson heard back from former President Trump, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, I can't pronounce his name, I'm not going to butcher it, former Vice President Pence, Governor Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott of Texas, and Kristi Noem of South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, and former New Jersey Governor Kristi. Carlson posted all their responses on Twitter. So let's go through some of these answers. So former President Donald Trump answered our Ukraine questionnaire, like inflation and numerous other self-inflicted wounds and mistakes made over the past 2 years, Russia would definitely not have raided and attacked Ukraine if I was your president. In fact, for 4 years, and you can read more if you click on the tweet, I guess. Then you have Ron DeSantis' answer here. While the U.S. has many vital national interest securing our borders, addressing the crisis of readiness within our military, achieving energy security and independence, and checking the economy, cultural. You can read more. Then you have former VP Pence is opposing Russia in Ukraine a vital American national strategic interest. When the U.S. supports Ukraine in their fights against Putin, we follow the Reagan doctrine and we support those who fight our enemies. You have next Vivek, not going to butcher the last name here. No, it is not vital. Rather, this is a stark reminder of what is a vital American national strategic interest. I like his answer. I don't know him particularly. Oh, there's more than one question. Okay, they show the second question of his. Let's see here. A key objective has already been achieved by revealing Russia to be a paper tiger. Russia's military capabilities are far weaker than the U.S. defense establishment previously had assumed. Their track record of being blatantly wrong about intelligence. Then we have here his third one of three, Vivek. There is opportunity cost in depleting these defense resources, especially in protecting our own soil and border from Mexican cartels, or in the case of Communist China. Critics of this view would say that these defense capabilities are different that we, and he goes on. Then we have the South Dakota governor. Says, let's see here. Where are your answers? Where are your answers? Abbott says, President Biden blank check foreign policy in Ukraine has drawn nothing but ridicule and disdain from our adversaries and has diverted funding from essential needs in the United States, throwing money at Ukraine with no accountability. True. Very true indeed. Then you have Senator Tim Scott, who replies, you have Americans who are frustrated because of the lack of leadership on domestic issues that only exacerbates the situation we see today in Ukraine. Here's where we need the president to lead. What is our nation's vital interest in Ukraine? And he goes on. So, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who in addition to Trump and Ramsey has already announced her candidacy, did not respond to Carlson. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and former National Security Advisor John Bolton also declined to answer the question. There you go. There you go. I have nothing else. I have no further question, Your Honor. Court is adjourned.
Oh, baby, come on, oh, baby.